Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas is in Vienna.
There's no question that key disputes remain, including the pace of sanctions relief. Also, inspectors' access to Tehran's military and nuclear facilities, still very sensitive issues. Progress has been made this week. The talks are now at the ministerial level, so we have had foreign ministers from all six negotiating powers here. Also, Tehran's officials are here, and those kinds of talks are expected to continue throughout the weekend. Reporting from Vienna, Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News.
And it is that negotiators from Iran and the six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept a European bailout term. Three recent polls of likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of the no. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Witnesses are saying that Boko Haram militants have executed 11 of its members for deserting the Islamic extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this past week and the killing of more than 150 people. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security today for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. Douglas Price is with the FBI.
You know, you can have some person in their mom's basement on a computer becoming radicalized and never have to go anywhere, never leave their house. And that's the challenge for us in law enforcement, is that type of person.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the Independence holiday in the United States. Islamic State militants claiming responsibility for those attacks in Tunisia and Kuwait. And Syrian observers say that the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that the Islamic State said it took from a smuggler and then destroyed may have been fakes. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday the so-called smuggler may have been an Islamic State member. It says Islamic State may be planning to sell the original statues, and the ones being smashed in photographs released by the militants are fake. Even so, the chief of the UN's cultural organization, UNESCO, is condemning Islamic State apparent destruction of Muslim artifacts. Philippine police have filed murder charges against the owner and the crew of the Philippine ferry that capsized, leaving at least 56 people dead. More than 140 passengers were rescued or swam ashore after the ship went down Thursday, just minutes after leaving Ormoc City on its regular route to the Camotes Islands. A precise number of how many people were on board the vessel when it capsized is not known. An initial investigation suggests a combination of bad weather and human error led to the capsizing. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down in Hawaii on Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific, the riskiest leg of the 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. Plane flew to Hawaii after an unscheduled month-long stop in Japan because of bad weather. Andre Borschberg was the plane's pilot on the cross-Pacific leg.
And when we had to decide together when was the right time to leave Japan, it was a tough decision because you go into the unknown. You don't know. You don't know if it's feasible. You don't know if it's possible. You don't know if you are going to lose the airplane.
The Solar Impulse 2 is the brainchild of Borschberg and Bertrand Piccard. They began the project in 2002.
That's the latest world news from VOA.